Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, it's not long until Christmas. A lot of people are going to be out on the roads. So it's really important that we all remember to be safe on the road. To emphasise that point, I'm joined this morning by Robin Greening. She is a road safety ambassador for Road Trauma Support Services. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Terry.
Might be better known to 1FM listeners as Rockin' Robin, one of our fantastic volunteers. Thanks for all the work that you do behind the scenes at 1FM, Robin.
Thank you, Terry.
And I've gotten you behind the mic today, which is probably not where you normally sit.
Definitely not.
And probably not at 7:30 a.m. in the morning either. So thank you so much for coming in. Now, you're going to tell us all about the amazing road trauma support services that are available for people that find themselves in a situation should they need them. But I think what kind of led you to this role was the experience that you had almost exactly to the day 19 years ago when your son was involved in a traumatic accident, your son Jared, your beautiful son Jared, who is, I guess he would be about 40 now.
He's just turned 40.
Happy birthday, Jared, if you're listening. Yeah. Take us, I know it's hard for you, but I think it is a fantastic lesson for us all to listen to and just to remind us about how important it is to stay safe at this time of year. Take me back to that day 19 years ago and tell us what happened.
We had a friend from Melbourne who was at the time working for the CSIRO, and he'd come to visit us that evening, and Jared had come up to see him. And on going back to Shepparton, he used to play pool comp on a Thursday night and squealed his tyres out the front, and I commented to those and Rick at home, oh boy, he's going to be in trouble the next time I see him. Stupid things that boys do. And but unfortunately, the next time I saw Jared was in the Alfred Hospital in a coma in the ED. He had got to the highway at Numurkah in the Queen Street corner, and unfortunately, we do not know why, didn't stop at a stop sign and T-boned a B-double petrol tanker.
Yeah, maybe he didn't see it. It was dark. He was tired, maybe, and as you say, an impulsive young man. Mm-hmm. He was 21 at the time. And he obviously wouldn't have been able to tell you, probably wouldn't have remembered.
At the time of the collision, his words were to the first responder, he said, oh boy, I'm in trouble, and that was the last words he spoke for 7 months.
Wow, you must have been to hell and back.
Absolutely.
So you got the police on, did you get that door knock that we all don't want to get?
Yes, and the locals, being in a small country town, we
This was Numurkah?
Yes. We had a very good rapport with the police, and look, you know, now and again on a quiet time, you know, they might call in and have coffee with us. And the particular night, I remember them knocking on the door, and me being the fun person I was at the time, hoping still am, said, you know, got plenty of coffee but got no donuts tonight. And he said, oh, actually, we're here on business. And I went, really? What's going on? And he said, oh, there's been a collision. And I said, oh, no. He said, sorry, there's been an accident. And my husband was doing security at the time, and I instantly went to him. Even though Jared had not long left home, it still never dawned on me that it would be him. I totally lost it. I had no idea what I was doing. Thank goodness for family. My daughter rang my husband at work and said what had happened. And being critical, it took them 2 hours to stabilise him before they could airlift him to Melbourne. And the friend that had come to visit us took us to Melbourne that night. And I'd been told that he had a broken leg and a few other injuries, but he was going to be okay. So when we got down almost to Melbourne, I sort of thought to myself, well, if he's only got a broken leg and a few, why has he been airlifted to Melbourne? It just, nothing hit home until I saw him. And I just thought, oh no, it was just, you know, it was horrific, Terry. Absolutely horrific.
I have no doubt, Robin.
It's
mother's worst nightmare.
And it's visions that you just, even 19 years later, I just cannot get that vision of him laying there covered in blood, waiting for consent to take him to surgery, it's just something I don't think will ever leave me.
I'm sure it won't. Mm. I'm sorry. That's the case. I really am. So Jared ended up with a brain injury.
He has a traumatic brain injury, which he has limited use of his arms and legs, but nothing spinal. If he hadn't bashed his head, he would have just had a broken leg, broken tibia and fibula, and pretty much moved on with life. But unfortunately, the head being the computer system of the body, got a bit bent.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're just telling me that Jared works from home with websites and things like that, so he has actually come a hell of a long way.
He has. For somebody that the doctors told us 9 weeks post-accident, it wasn't going to be when he woke up, it was going to be if he woke up. That's got to be the hardest thing any parent or mother's got to cope with. But he did wake up. It took him 4.5 months to, and then after that he was only, without sounding terrible, just a body in a bed. He couldn't talk, couldn't do anything. They taught him to blink for yes and shake his head for no. It was the only communication he had for 3 months. And, after that, his progress, he was 18 months in Melbourne at rehab. And just he came home still as a two-on-one for full care. But for somebody that they told us wouldn't wake up, he's now gorgeous. He has a gorgeous wife, which was one of his carers, and she's just beautiful. She never knew Jared pre-accident, and to take somebody on, she's a very special, beautiful person. She really is.
I'm very pleased to hear that. Mm. And no doubt Jared's where he is, and massive, huge part to your support, Robin. And you obviously use this experience you've had to spread this road safety message through Road Trauma Support Services. Tell me what this organisation does.
We supply counselling, education and support to people that have been impacted by road trauma. And it was an organisation that was started off in 1994 by a mother whose daughter was involved in a collision and felt that people needed the support. And I found that 19 years ago there was nothing up here in support. I had heard about it did have a different name back then, but I can't remember what it was. But we provide the counselling, which is it's brilliant because it's the counsellors are actually trained in road trauma, not a general counsellor. It's all free. It's not time limited. You don't need a referral. You can just contact our head office in Melbourne.
It's amazing that it's all free.
Yes.
So how do you get where does the funding come from?
TAC. Mm-hmm. They fund us, and we work closely with TAC and VicPol, and a lot of our bits and pieces. We do seminars, awareness seminars, which is a similar type thing to what we run here in Shepparton called Cool Heads, but ours has a fee, and where they're sent there by the court system. And if you do not fully take part in the seminar, you don't get a certificate at the end to take back to the magistrate to get your licence back. So road trauma does impact mostly young men between the ages of 18 and 24, and of which, as in Jared's case, he was 3 weeks after his 21st. And it's something they all think they're invincible. It's never going to happen to them until it does.
So you're obviously helping people who are, suffering from road trauma, but you obviously have a preventative role as well in trying to stop it from happening with others. And I actually reached out to you after hearing you speak at Cool Heads, which was obviously put on by the police a couple of weeks ago over there at Westside. And you're one of many speakers who trying to, I guess, knock some sense into our young people.
Look, if we can just save, if my job doing this can save one life on the road, I feel I've done my part. But it's just, the ludicrous things that you see young people do on the road, it's the hooning, the drink driving, the drugs, the distraction, peer pressure,
It's if they knew, I think that's what Cool Heads is about. If they knew the impact,
yes.
It's not just about them; it's about their families, it's about emergency services, it's about this huge ripple effect.
Yes,
that you know, deaths have, but not just deaths. You know, traumatic injuries, and like you know, here we are, 21 years later. Is it? Well, 19 years later. So on Sunday, did you say, yes, is the anniversary? Yes. 19 years yes. since this happened to Jared. And, I mean, he's still living with it. You're still living with it, doing the best you can. But, you know, the impact remains, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I just, as you said, the ripple effect, it's not just myself. It's everybody that's associated with you. And you've got to stop and think of the first responders, your emergency workers. They live with this every day. And you know, we had one of the VicPol speakers that was at Cool Heads. As he said, I see dead people in my sleep, and that's something that stuck with me for my very first Cool Heads. And people just don't realise how terrible it is.
Yeah. No, until it happens to them and then it's too late. Yes. So Road Trauma Support Services Victoria offers free information and counselling to anyone impacted by a road incident, as Robin was saying. The number to call is 1300 367 797, or you can go to www.rtwsv.org.au, or I'm sure you can probably Google Road Trauma Support Services Victoria. So I'll give you that number again. If you know anybody who you think can benefit from this, 1300 367 797. So thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Robin. And this problem doesn't go away, so I hope we can get you back on the show at a later date.
Absolutely, that would be great.
And we'll see you around 1FM.
Thank you. And if I can just say one message to everybody, Christmas is an important time for family. Please be safe. Don't do the stupid things. Don't go hooning. Don't go, you know, using your phone. And if you've got a problem with being in the car with someone and they won't stop, they won't listen to you, turn around and tell them that you're going to throw up in their car, because I guarantee you they'll stop then.
That's your trick.
They'll let you out.
I think that's a really important point. Don't try and be cool. Don't try and fit in with your friends. Yep. Your life's more important than that.
Absolutely.
If you don't feel safe or you see them doing something unsafe, speak up.
Yes.
and perhaps get them off the road if they're not fit to drive.
No, that's right.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank
Robin Greening. Robin is the Road Safety Ambassador for Road Trauma Support Services.
Thanks,
Pat and Tina's BP Service Station North Shepparton has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP Service Station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter
and Trevor Franklin
from Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat in or take away, as well as accommodation, including some brand new ensuite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area.
are proud local family-run businesses pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.